Please be seated. I'd like to go through some basic halachas of Shmoneh Esrei, something which we do three times a day. Sometimes we lose sight of all of the basic points that a person has to know about how to daven Shmoneh Esrei properly. The first point I want to talk about is the halacha of Kavanah in Shmoneh Esrei. So the halacha of Kavanah in Shmoneh Esrei, everybody's familiar, you have to have Kavanah. The first part, everybody is familiar with, I think, that person has to know what he's, the understanding of the words that he's saying, and that, excuse me, is ma'akev in the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei. So the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, which is obvious, the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, person has to be aware of what the words mean that he's saying. There's a second halacha which applies to Brichas Avos, which is not as well known, that there is a discussion possibly if a person's mind wanders during the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei and he stops and he doesn't say the words, so he's focusing, so when he said the words he was aware of what he was saying and he said every word properly, he had kavanah for every single word, but in between he thought about something else that might be ma'akev in Shmoneh Esrei also. There's a sheet of the Shem was told that's ma'akev in Shmoneh Esrei, and a person should be careful that not to let his mind wander during the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei. So the problem is not only because you're going to lose understanding of what the words that you're saying, there's a halacha, you have to be aware of during the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, your mind should not wander. This also applies actually to the first pasuk of Shema. The same halacha that a person's mind should not wander in the middle of the first pasuk of Shema, he should be aware, just focusing on what he's saying and nothing else, not let his mind wander to something else. So that's the second point a person has to be aware of in the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei. There is another halacha which Mishaburah says that a person has to be careful about how when he daven Shmoneh Esrei, the proper way to daven Shmoneh Esrei. A person should daven Shmoneh Esrei b'loshen tachanunim. He's coming and asking from a Kodesh Baruch Hu for help. He has to be aware that he's like a person who's coming to beg from his Creator. The person should say it b'nachas b'loshen tachanunim. And this is the Bir Halacha brings that there are many shitas which hold this is ma'akev b'di'evad in your Shmoneh Esrei. We do not go back because of it, because it's a machlokes. But the person of the should be very careful when he's saying Shmoneh Esrei to be aware of the fact that he has to say it b'loshen tachanunim. So we've explained two points of kavanah in the Birchas Avos. This point of kavanah, the Iker, then really applies throughout all of Shmoneh Esrei. Again, the Chachila applies to all of Shmoneh Esrei. They say over from Reb Chaim Brisker, that Reb Chaim Brisker felt, based on the Rambam, that there is another kavanah of Shmoneh Esrei that a person has to have, which he also is ma'akev, throughout all of Shmoneh Esrei, is the awareness that you're talking to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So a person has to have understanding what he's saying in the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei. That is ma'akev. If he doesn't have that, the rest of Shmoneh Esrei, he's still Yodzei. But the awareness that he's talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Reb Chaim Brisker held was ma'akev in all of Shmoneh Esrei. The Chazanish's ha'ora on this was that if so, almost nobody will ever be a Yotze Shmoneh Esrei, right? Because a person for 1 minute, one moment, his mind wanders, he's just lost Shmoneh Esrei, according to Reb Chaim Brisker. So he says, we assume if at the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei he has that awareness that he's talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he's asking for Kadosh Baruch Hu, if he has that awareness, we assume that continues out the rest of his Shmoneh Esrei. But he also agrees, obviously, that the Chachilites prefer to do that. But at least at the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, a person has to stop before he says Shmoneh Esrei and da lifnei mi'atoyimit. You have to be aware that you're talking to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Even from the Chazanish, that would be ma'akev b'di'evad if you didn't have that. He just argues on Reb Chaim in the point that there's a stam kavanah, that's what you mean based on what you started the Chachilah. There is a sheet that would say that the kavanah of Pir Shamilas applies to the bracha of Modim also. So besides the bracha of Ovis, but to the bracha of Moedim also, a person has to be aware of what the words mean when he's saying the bracha of Moedim. We'll talk about tomorrow what happens if you did not have that kavanah. What are you supposed to do in a situation if you don't have your kavanah you're supposed to have? But again, let's just quickly. We said there's two kavanahs that a person has to be aware of in the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, that he can't be mefana libra, and so you should not think about anything else, A. And B, you should understand Pir Shamilas. there's a kavanah a person has to have that he's asking from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, requesting from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's a kavanah a person has to have that he's aware that he's standing in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the kavanah of Pirush HaMilas, also there's a sheet in halacha which the Shulchan Aruch says we do not go back because of it. But in the bracha of Modim, also a person has to be aware of Pirush HaMilas. Have a good morning.